welcome to another edition of In House. I'm your host, Jeremy Peterson. Great show coming up today to kick off the week as we get to a few interesting things. First off is a new solo release from Kristen Hirsch. She, of course, the front woman of the Throwing Muses for years, also going back, way back into the late 80s. She has a new solo release on the way. Learn to Sing Like a Star is out later this month on the Yep Rock label. We'll get to music from Kristen Hirsch, who sounds great as ever. Also, speaking of the Throwing Muses, we'll get to a former member of that band, Tanya Donnelly, who, of course, went on to front Belly. She returned late in 2006 with a new live album entitled This Hungry Life. Here's a selection from that one. Also, throughout the show today, we'll be celebrating the 60th birthday of none other than David Bowie. And he pretty much a name brand at this point. We'll be getting to classic Bowie as well as some recent stuff. Probably the most recent thing we've heard from him was a guest spot he did on TV on the radio's most recent album. David Bowie turning 60 today. We'll celebrate that throughout the show. All that music and more coming up. Stay tuned. Also, of course, plenty of additional brand new music to get to. We'll be getting to new material from David Kilgore, the former frontman of The Clean out of New Zealand. Also, something new from Grinder Man. That's the upcoming project that features Nick Cave. That's due out in March. That's a debut release. Here's something from that. And this is brand new from Youth Group. They are from Australia. Set soon to release their second album called Casino Twilight Dogs. This song included, this is Sorry.
Find what you're hoping for in the silence between.
Back in House Now, new releases on the way today from Kristen Hirsch. She's returning with her seventh solo album. Learn to Sing Like a Star comes out the 23rd of this month. Marks her debut for the Yep Rock label based in North Carolina. Also new stuff on the way from Apostle of Hustle. That's another band kind of out of that Montreal collective that also features acts like the Broken Social Scene. New material from them to get to, and I mentioned Grinderman, the upcoming project featuring Nick Cave. He's one of the guys involved with that, but that debut album coming out in March, we'll also hear from that. And David Bowie turning the big 6-0 today. We'll hear classic and otherwise material from Mr. David Bowie as we celebrate his birthday throughout the show. Kick this set off with music from Robin Hitchcock and the Venus 3 from last year's Ole Tarantula. It's the title track.
Tarantula's got me humming. Out in the desert, the cacti are home. Tarantulas cluster in their underground dome.
Lay it all at your feet. You turn around.
PJ Harvey and Sheila McGig, the version of that that appears on the Pill Sessions, collected late last year, 1991 to 2004. PJ Harvey there playing live on John Pill's show on BBC. Robin Hitchcock and the Venus 3 right before, also from last year, the title track from Ole Tarantula. Well, David Bowie turning the big 6-0 today, as I said, and very few musicians around achieved the really bigger-than-life status of Bowie. I guess when you are able to be relevant for as long as he has, which is just about 35 years now, almost 40 years, as a matter of fact, I guess you kind of become something more than a musician. And needless to say, certainly the case with Bowie. We're celebrating his birthday today with tunes from him all day long. And we start with one from one that came from an amazingly creative period from Bowie in the early 1970s. Albums like The Man Who Sold the World, Hunky Dory, Space Oddity, Ziggy Stardust, and Aladdin Sane, all appearing within a 3-year period. This one from the latter, from 1973's Aladdin Sane, it's the Gene Genie.
Small Gene Genie snuck off to the city, strung out on lasers and slashed back blazers, and ate all your razors while pulling the waders, talking about Monroe and walking on Snow White. New York's a go-go and everything tastes nice. Poor little greenie. Ooh. Get back on. Gene Genie lives on his back. Gene Genie loves chimney stacks. He's outrageous. Smiles like a reptile. She love him, she love him, but just for a short while. She'll scratch in the sand, let go his hand. He says he's a beautician, sells you nutrition, keeps all your dead hair for making up underwear. Poor little greenie. Ooh. The Gene Genie lives on his back. The Gene Genie loves chimney stacks. He's outrageous, he screams and he bawls. The Gene Genie lets yourself go. was a young American.
Young American, young American. She was the young American all night.
But she was the young American. Standing right through the picture window, she finds a slinky vagabond. Because as he passes a foot in my sting, heaven forbid she take anything but the freak and the stifle for nothing. This is a step and cuts his hand, showing nothing, it swoops like a song. She cries, where have all Papa's heroes gone?
All night.
She wants a young American. A young American, all the way from Washington. Her breadwinner begs off the bathroom floor. We live for just these 20 years. Do we have to die for the 50 more?
Tunes from David Bowie. He turns 60 today. Much made, of course, of Bowie's androgynous glam rock character, Ziggy Stardust, from the early 70s. But the truth is, Bowie has always been very chameleon-like. Always has had an uncanny knack for kind of anticipating musical movements, including the surprising soul vibe on the title track from Young Americans going back to 75. And the Gene Genie, kind of a blues number from Aladdin Sane just a couple years earlier, 1973. As we celebrate David Bowie turning 60 today, we'll get to some other stuff from him a bit later on in the show. You're in-house, of course. For more on today's show and more on every day's show, you can find us online, inhouseradio.blogspot.com. MP3 downloads galore are there for your pleasure, as well as podcasts, concert listings for the region, and more, inhouseradio.blogspot.com. Kristen Hirsch's upcoming release, Learn to Sing Like a Star, it's out later this month. We'll hear music from that when we return in-house. back in house now today, getting to a brand new release, an upcoming release from Kristen Hirsch, who got her start back in the 80s fronting the band The Throwing Muses, who were a huge hit in what was known at the time as the college music scene. Well, in the mid-90s, she asserted herself as a solo artist, and her seventh solo album now on the way, entitled Learn to Sing Like a Star from Kristen Hirsch. It's out on Yep Rock on the 23rd of this month. We start our look with a listen to the first single. This is called In Shock.
Wanted to be wanted.
Kristen Hershen, the tongue-in-cheek title, Learn to Sing Like a Star. It's due out January 23rd on Yep Rock. Ice is the name of that song, and In Shock right before the first single from the album. Each of those, just a couple of instances of the lush string arrangements that appear throughout the album from Hersh, who, by the way, in addition to doing solo material for the last 12 years or so, has also got The Throwing Muse is still going. Their most recent release came a couple of years back, as well as 50 Foot Wave, a band that was birthed just a couple of years back. Here's one more now from the new solo release from Hersh. This is called Peggy Lee.
Peggy Lee, in between midnight and sleep, in the sky over Keynes, twice the sky in Boston. We'll be right back.
Stuff there from Tanya Donnelly. New England is the tune from This Hungry Life, the entire album, a live one. It came out just this past year. Donnelly, once upon a time, part of the Throwing Muses, before leaving that band back in the early 90s to form Belly. Kristen Hirsch, front of the Throwing Muses. Peggy Lee, the third tune we heard from Learn to Sing Like a Star. That new album out again the 23rd of this month from Kristen Hirsch. You're in-house. Of course, we always love to get your feedback. InhouseRadio@gmail.com. is the email address, and we welcome your questions, comments, requests, criticism, any of that kind of stuff. It's inhouseradio@gmail.com. Stay with us. More when we come back. Back now and celebrating the 60th birthday of David Bowie throughout the show today. One of the impressive things about Bowie's career is that he's managed to remain quite relevant in recent years, anything but content to ride off into the sunset. 2002's Heathen, founding covering the Pixies, in fact, his version here of their Cactus.
Sitting here wishing on the cement floor, just wishing that I had just something you wore. I put it on.
you take off your dress and sell it to me? I miss your kiss and then I miss your head, and the letter in your writing doesn't mean you're not dead. Just run outside in the desert heat, make your dress all wet and send it to me. Telling me I'm lonely,
New music there from Grinder Man. Nick Cave and Warren Ellis, two of the four behind that project. The debut self-titled album due out in March. One of the mellower moments from that, from Grinder Man. The tune is Chain of Flowers. And David Bowie, right before covering the Pixies, his version of Cactus goes back to 2002's Heathen. New stuff here from Apostle of Hustle, the band that's formed out of the Montreal Music Collective that includes bands like The Broken Social Scene, Metric, and others. National Anthem of Nowhere due out soon from Apostle of Hustle, including this one. This is called My Sword Hand's Anger.
Thank you. changing trains, this little town let me down. This foreign rain brings me down 5:15. Train overdue, angels have gone, no ticket. I'm jumping tracks, I'm changing time.
Birthday David Bowie. It's another one from him and his later catalog, going back to 2002. 5:15, the Angels Have Gone, experimenting a bit with structure in this tune. New music from David Kilgore, former frontman of The Clean, right before BBC World, the tune from The Far Now. The new album is out January 23rd. That's going to do it for another edition of In House. Underwriting support for the show, of course, comes from Port Nefali Brewing. It's on tap virtually everywhere. If it's not on tap at your favorite place, just ask for it. Port Nefali Brewing at 615 South First Avenue here in Pocatello. The show's an independent production produced at the studios of KISU. My name is Jeremy Peterson. Jeremy, same time, same house tomorrow. Stay tuned. The world is next.